is April 20th, 2022, in compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act. This is a regular meeting of the Township Committee. The meeting notice was posted on the Township website, distributed to the Hundred in Review, Courier News, the Express Times, the Hundred County Democrat, and the Star Ledger. After the flag salute, we'll have a moment of silence to honor our first responders, our servicemen and women, and the people of the Ukraine. Would you all please rise for the flag salute?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. So, first up, we have minutes from the regular meeting of March 16th. The regular and executive session minutes from March 29th and the minutes of April 6th. To clarify for the committee, on the minutes of the executive session for March 29th, there are two pieces of paper in your folder. Obviously, executive session, we don't discuss the content, but on the first page, you'll see a red sentence in red, and in the draft that is to be considered for approval, that sentence is deleted, and that's on the second sheet as it stands with that sentence deleted. Deleted because it's just extraneous information that is included in other parts of the agreement. So unless anyone would like to have any separate votes on these four sets of minutes, or if there's any discussion on the four sets of minutes, we're looking for a motion to approve the four sets of minutes.
I'll make a motion to approve the four sets of minutes if there isn't any discussion.
I'll second. There's no further discussion. Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. So first, after that is we have the introduction of two ordinances. The first ordinance, 2022-05, ordinance authorizing electric vehicle supply, service equipment, and make-ready parking spaces. The governor last summer passed by the legislature mandating that every municipality streamline the process for electric vehicle charging stations. That streamlines the permitting, does not mandate that anyone install any of these. So this ordinance, basically we have no real input on it. If we don't pass it, we're subject to it anyway. So this is to get it into our zoning code. It's been reviewed by the planning board. The public hearing on this would be May 18th. Is the committee, the committee has discussed this previously. I don't know if anyone has any further discussion on it. Yep. Oh, did I pass right? I did. That's right. Okay. Thank you very much. Sorry. Thank you very much. So we'll get back to that in a second. At this time, we would open to public comment, limited to agenda items only. Is there a motion to open to public comment?
I'll make a motion to open to public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. At this time, if any member of the public has a comment limited to the agenda items, please come forward to the desk. Yep.
Lukowski, Rocky Run Road. Just a quick question on there. I see the police chief is requesting the application for, is that a replacement officer or are we increasing the force?
As we generally say, this isn't a question and answer. We'll deal with that when we get to it, but I appreciate you raising it.
Thank you. I assume we're increasing
the force. Any other public comment? Seeing no one coming forward. Is there a motion to close public comment?
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. So back to ordinance 2022-05, streamlining the permitting process for electric vehicle charging stations. Again, public hearing for this would be on May 18th. Any discussion or comments from the committee?
I think there's some grant money out there for this. I thought it was the state had like $1 million put aside, so it might be something worth looking into. Might not be for rural areas, I'm not sure. Like I heard it on the radio.
Any other discussion for ordinance 2022-05?
I'll make a motion to introduce ordinance 2022-05 with public hearing to be held May 18th, 2022.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Next ordinance is 2022-06, designating the names of parcels of preserved land in the township of Lebanon. The township, over the years, has acquired open space, and in very few cases, we've actually named those. They end up using names of the prior owners or just unofficial names. So this is an ordinance to give names to some of these properties. Our Environmental Open Space Commission reviewed various alternatives. Late last year, when it was too late to introduce ordinances in the year, the committee discussed these different names, and so there are three different parcels. The first parcel is Block 36, lots 1801 and 17.03, and I would note lot 17.03 was just, we closed on that acquisition in the last couple of months. That was 2 acres acquired from Vi Giaquinto. We very much appreciate her willingness to sell that, because the situation was between Mickwin Woods, the county park, and 20-some acres of property known as the Gracie Trail off of Wood Glen Road. There was a sliver that prevented a trail from connecting those, and Ms. Giaquinto sold us 2 acres that now allows us connectivity from Wood Glen Road, the Gracie property that we've owned, into Mickwin Woods. The proposed name for those two lots, that property, is Wood Glen Mickwin Trail, and the committee had debated that last year, and at that time there was a consensus for that name. The next parcel is Block 49, lots 8901, 8902, and 4.02, which would be known as the Anthony Preserve. This is this has been called the Fisher and Nicholson property. The access to these properties is off of Anthony Road. It's also generally in the area of what used to be called Anthony Town or the historic village of Anthony. So the name was proposed as Anthony Preserve. And then the third property is Block 24, Lot 2. And the Environmental Open Space Commission forwarded 3 different names. And so in the draft that the committee has in front of us, we have 3 different names. We discussed this last year. We didn't decide on a name, so tonight's process of discussion here is to either pick one of the 3 names that are on the list, which would be Bunvale Preserve, Sunrise Preserve, the access is on Sun Mountain Road, and maybe tongue-in-cheek, Bear Bun Preserve, because there are a number of bears up in the Bunvale section there. So,
or we could choose an alternate name.
That's nowhere near what used to be called Circle H, so I don't think that would be appropriate.
So, this ordinance would establish the names of those, public hearing again on May 18th, but now I turn it over to the committee specifically for agreement on the name of the Shaft property, as it's been known off of...
My question is, does it border Sun Mountain Street?
Yes.
Yeah.
It does?
Yes.
That's where the access is.
I mean, for years, people have known that area up there, Sun Mountain. In fact, all of that area up there off of 513 up North Road, it's been called that for years. I think Sun Mountain Preserve.
Sunrise. A different name you're saying.
Sun Mountain Preserve. That's my idea, but...
I personally like that as well. Sort of in keeping with the road that the access is on. The general residents would know that area by that name, but...
Is there a reason that somebody picked Rise over...
Sunrise?
Yeah, I just wondered if there was anything behind it.
Because the sun rises, if you're on the trail up there that, you can actually look out and you can see the sunrise. So
there's a lot of sunshine in that, going up that hill. It's facing southeast, so the sun comes up there all the time.
Yeah. I mean, I'm happy with Sun Mountain. I just, you know, I'd like something that points to the location.
Yeah.
You know, unless you know about Bun Street, you may not realize that the tongue-in-cheek with the Bear Buns Preserve.
I'd also make a motion that we name that
Sun Mountain.
Yeah. Sun Mountain Preserve
or Sunrise.
We would need a motion to amend because we have three choices there and we're actually going sort of off the board. So if we could make a motion to amend item number three and insert the name suggested,
the road, so.
I'll agree on that or vote on that and then vote on the intro.
So you just made the
motion. I'll make a motion that we name Block 24, Lot 2 as Sun Mountain Preserve.
I'll second.
If there's no further discussion, roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. So with that, the ordinance is amended?
Correct. So now I would move the entire ordinance.
So is there any further discussion on the entire ordinance, 2022-06? Or is there a motion to introduce this ordinance for public hearing on May 18th? I'll make a motion to introduce ordinance 2022-06. Designation of names of parcel preserved land in the Township of Lebanon as amended and public hearing to be held on May 18th, 2022.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. So then I would ask our administrator to give an update. We had a special meeting on Friday, April 15th that she can update us on. This is our new administrator, Karen Brown.
Thank you, Mayor. As the mayor indicated, there was a special meeting that was held on Friday. The purpose of the meeting was to authorize an application, three applications for grant funds. One, a community funding grant through Congressman Malinowski's office, as well as grant funds from the Congressionally Directed Spending Program, which is administered by Senators Cory Booker and Senator Menendez. The committee also authorized a contract for a grant writing consultant, Millennium Strategies, to assist with putting the application together because of the expedited time frame. Unfortunately, I had just found out about this application shortly before it was due. And the due date for the for Congressman Malinowski's application was this past Monday, and Senator Booker and Senator Menendez's deadlines were today. So I am happy to report that we successfully got in all three grant applications. We've applied for $813,456 to repave 11 of the roads in the township. So we have our fingers crossed that we will hopefully be able to get some grant funding through either of those grants or in combination. I also would like to report that I met today with Committeewoman Kohler and Committeeman Lau to discuss the newsletter. We are in the process of looking at two publishing options. We also reviewed newsletter formats from some other towns, and overall we're really looking to explore publishing options that will cover costs, so we'll be meeting again in the future to discuss those options. Thirdly, I'd like to mention, I know some of you may know or may not, but there were some residents that were having problems getting on our township website. I was made aware of it on Friday, so I've been working with Karen Newman since, including over the weekend. Apparently, the issue was when you try to log on using www.lebanontownship.net. So people were having problems when using that link, and apparently the problem was with the website server. With our web hosted server. So those who access the website just by using LebanonTownship.net was successful in getting on. So WWW was the issue. So we had informed the public, thanks to Committeewoman Kohler, we posted a statement and instructions on various social media websites to advise people who are trying to access the website to do it through using LebanonTownship.net without the www. Pleased to report that just a few minutes ago, Karen informed me that our website host indicated that the problem has been fixed, so you should be able to use either. I just tried using both, and it worked for me. But if all else fail, I would say remove the www and log on by using LebanonTownship.net.
Did they give us any kind of indication what the problem was with the server?
There were some updates, I think, that were made earlier. I think also there was some attack of the website from bots.
Yeah.
Some, you know, it was something technical that they had to fix, so it was causing a problem with the traffic.
It wasn't Vladimir Putin.
We don't know. Someone sent bots to the website.
So on the grants, I'd just like to commend Ms. Brown for, in about a 10-day period, she mobilized a consultant, got the scope of the grant. I'd like to commend Warren Gabriel, who, again, in that short period of time, a week or so, he identified roads, got price estimates up to that $813,456. Our clerk, who was able to put together a special meeting for us, so it, everything worked out very well in an expedited manner, and I think we find out more in the October time frame how we do on the actual award of the funding. Out of that.
Yes, I also want to thank the committee members for their support and also helping to mobilize. We had to get letters of support at the last minute, and each of the committee members were excellent and galvanizing the community and getting us the letters of support that we needed. So I do want to thank each and every one of you, and this could not have been pulled off without a team effort and obviously without your support and authorization. So thank you.
Thank you. So that took care of the unfinished business for the newsletter. Any other unfinished business? Not, we go on to new business. So first, as was mentioned in the public comment, the police chief requests to seek application for a police officer. This is not based on a decision to expand the police force. This is a review of current staffing levels and looking at full-time versus overtime and looking ahead in the coming year or so for staffing levels. And so given that there are two police academy sessions a year, one that starts July 1st, one that starts January 1st. The thought was to advertise, see who's coming out of the current police academy and see who might be interested in police work. So this is an advertising approval, and then in the coming weeks, once we find out how the market looks, there are a lot of reports, as you hear in the public press, of whether people are interested in police work or not. This is a way to gauge that firsthand in our exact township. So the action would be that the committee has received from the police chief the request and a copy of the ad that he would run. Unless there's any discussion from the committee, he's asking for authorization to run the advertisements.
I'll make a motion to authorize the police chief to run the advertisement.
I'll second.
There's no other discussion. Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next is a request from the Environmental Open Space Commission relating to municipal well testing.
So every year we do the municipal well testing. Environmental Open Space has members that stand out here and collect water. There's a lot of other tests they're doing this year, and one of the things we came up with in realizing we really don't know where a lot of these tests are, so one of the things we're doing is to take samples at our own Lebanon Township water supplies to get an idea of where and what is out there so that we can identify if there's any issues, because the other stuff, your well testing data is, you know, anonymous, so if there is an issue, we're not aware of it. This way it gives us a view into that. So The cost is about up to $900, but I think it was even less than that.
$900 per location, but just to authorize the maximum.
Yeah.
So the proposal is four different tests in the township, so up to $3,600. And I think one of the interesting points is the Raritan Headwaters that does the well testing for us. This is their first time ever testing for the so-called long-life contaminants, or forever contaminants, I think they call them. So unless the chairman of our EOSC is here, is there anything else you'd like to add, Adam?
The Memorial Park well, the Bunville Library well, the DPW building, and the museum are the four locations that we're going to do it at.
Why don't we do it here?
Well, it's right next to it. And the next step is that we're proposing to fund this out of our environmental open space trust money. The CFO has determined that this would fall under a maintenance category, and so the park is just a little bit more open space, and it's right next door.
When's the last time those wells were tested? Have they ever been tested?
Good question.
In institutional memory, we don't know that it's been tested.
Yeah, because typically the only time you're going to test a well now is upon transfer. It's a requirement of the law.
Yeah. Well, and we get 100 or so people that test their wells.
In the 96 last year.
Right, that's voluntarily.
Voluntarily, yeah.
I think what's happened is there's new parameters added to that test related to, when you said long-term, it's somehow related to shampoo and soap products or something. Some kind of chemical in that that apparently doesn't go away.
Yeah.
So that's what we're checking. Is that correct?
They're called PFAs.
PFAs?
At the time, our partner, Raritan Headwaters, is offering that as part of their testing catalog. So we are encouraging residents to think about that test, but it made us think about, hey, why aren't we doing some of our own here from a municipality perspective? And to what Committeeman Law said, while we don't yet. One of the benefits of the program, which has been really well run by Kathy Hodge it's hosted for a long time. I don't know the exact number of years, but Kathy's been doing a great job for the past 10, I think, at least. We do get visibility to the results, so anyone that comes through here, we can see anonymized results. So we can't tie results to a specific address or a specific person, but if there are failing results from this program, we can see generally in a certain radius approximately where they occur. So we do get some data from that, but this would give us real data we could look at from four locations that are spread across the township and not only help us gauge our own wells, but perhaps those areas within the township also, so we could make different recommendations to residents as those well testing events.
Do you have access to the DEP? The private well test that goes on the transfer of properties or conveyances of property in the township, because of the DEP, that's the purpose of the private well test. It's not to clean the water up. Excuse me. It's to establish a database. And they
you're bringing up a point that our Board of Health, our local Board of Health, collects a subset of the total test. My understanding is we could collect the total test. And I think maybe that's for a follow-on initiative we should look into whether we collect the total test.
Well, the ordinance in the township just now, you only have to have passing nitrates and no bacteria.
Right. And that's all we
expect. Yeah. The private well test covers everything.
I agree. And I have talked to different environmental firms that maybe we want to modify our collection of data.
Well,
but that's outside the scope of
right here, but that information is available from the DEP. They've established a map down the trend showing where there's areas of problems. So that's public information,
I think. Anonymized as well.
Correct. Okay. It gives locations, though. Okay. It will actually show you on a map. Like, for instance, in Reddington Township, they have some wells in certain areas that have high arsenic levels. Up here, the biggest problem is pH. I've never seen a test where the nitrates have been above 10. Maybe I could be disproved by that, but I've never seen a well test like that. And occasionally, you'll get test results. I had one situation where a gentleman got a test result for an unbelievable VOC chemical, and it turned out it was totally wrong because they failed to clean out the test tube. They had cleaning fluid in it. So he thought he had this huge contaminant in his well, and that somebody maybe put something down the well. It just wasn't cleaned out. I mean, these things happen.
But I think that's an interesting discussion to think about. Back to the authorization for spending up to $3,600 for the four well tests from the Environmental Open Space Fund, of the Open Space Trust Fund. Is there any further discussion or motion?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next, we have Park Committee request to appoint a new member. If you recall, we had a member move out of the township, opened up a spot, and the Park Committee has asked the Township Committee to appoint Hunter Cryan to the Park Committee. We believe that he will be a great asset to our committee, and we look forward to him being a member. That appointment is here made. Is there a motion to endorse Hunter Cryan on the Park Committee?
I'll make that motion to endorse and appoint Hunter Cryan to the Park Committee. Are you here tonight?
He's back
yeah. Right there. Fine gentleman. Glad you're jumping in and helping out with the township. So, yes, so moved.
Second.
Second. Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. I believe that leaves two additional vacancies on the Park Committee if there are people interested. So, next, request from the historians for projects.
As the liaison to the Historians Committee, they're trying to put up a new posted sign for one that's worn out. And what this boils down to is whether or not the funds are taken out of the general fund, the township, or from the trust fund. And that's what the request is for. They're asking permission from the committee to take the $1,000 from the trust fund.
So they passed a resolution to
correct.
Approve that.
They did.
The committee has in front of us. So that for the people who know the museum, there's a turn post 6x6, about 12 feet tall, that's decaying significantly. The historians, rather than replace it with an identical turn post, which is more expensive, they think it would be fitting to use a 6x6 camphored edges new sign put on it. A lot of donations and donated labor for that. So the price that they're coming up with, again, with a lot of donations, would be about $600. Given that there's likely to be other incidentals and things that come up as the project goes on, they're asking to authorize $1,000 from the Museum Trust Fund. I meant to give that number four. The Museum Trust Fund last year increased by about $2,300. They got one $1,000 donation and then $20 here, $100 there. People donate. The total trust fund is up to $81,000. The bulk of that came from an estate a couple of years ago, Grover Mulligan, who donated about $70,000 to our museum. So there's funds available in the Museum Trust Fund for this. Any discussion on, I mean, this implicitly approves the project and the funding. Any discussion on the project?
That's what the trust fund is for.
Yeah.
So I would make a motion that we approve that expenditure up to $1,000 for the Historians Committee.
Second.
Any other discussion? Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And last on the new business, the annual appreciation event, which is sometimes called the Volunteer and Employee Picnic. By tradition, the newest member of the committee volunteers to spearhead and organize that. So,
call that volunteer.
So the question would be is if there's a volunteer on the committee who would look into dates and propose an activity.
Yes.
See Mr. Wilson volunteer. Is there a motion to appoint Mr. Wilson as our appreciation event coordinator?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
Yes.
Abstain.
Yes. So you'll come back with us some proposed dates. Some years we have it in, most of the times we have it in the park, in the pavilion. Sometimes we've gone to other venues and more of a dinner. So let us know.
If you want there, you can reach out to Kim, and Kim will get you the dates.
Yeah, I'm already talking to her.
Oh, okay.
So you already knew. It looks like I volunteered part of the meeting.
Any other new business?
My only question is, what beer do people like?
Oh, I have the whole list.
Oh, you got the list?
I have the picnic package.
Looks like I'll have to talk to Bob.
That takes us to presentation of vouchers.
I have one here. I have a couple, Nicole. My first one is for Gephardt and Kiefer for general matters for the months of February and March of 2022 for $5,000. I have another one here for National Fire Protection Association, $1,344, $45.50. I have one here for the Lebanon Township Board of Education for the May 2020 school tax, $1,790,701.66. I also have one here for North Hunter and Voorhees Regional High School for the May 2022 school tax for $975,855.50. So,
I have one for B&R uniforms for police. Patches for all their uniforms replacement for Lebanon Township stuff, $1,350. I have for 2022 annual appropriations for the police retirement system division of pensions for $303,213. Then Winter Ford for 2022 police interceptor for $31,141.
I have the second installment of our audit payment to Ardito and Company for $7,390. The public employee retirement 2022 annual appropriation for our employees other than the police, $124,427. And the New Jersey Health Benefit Plan, our April premiums due of $45,407.14.
I have none that apply.
None that apply?
So the total voucher list is $3,293,152.17. If there's any discussion or a motion to approve the voucher list?
I'll make a motion to approve the voucher list.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. A few items of correspondence. The first on the agenda, the police chief's report, is tabled for some data analysis, so that'll be on in the coming month meeting. Fire department report for the month of March. Anything
to add?
Okay, they've been active and doing well. Total calls answered 56 during the month. That includes EMS and fire. Next, the curator's report, and I do see our curator here. I was wondering if she'd like to announce that we were named the best museum in Hunterdon County.
I'd like to do this. I'm sorry.
Would you like to get forward and tell us?
The museum won the Hunterdon Happening List 2022 Best Museum in Hunterdon County, beating out the Black River Railroad and, believe it or not, the Red Mill Museum in Clinton, amongst others. And the staff was particularly pleased by the fact that they won this designation, and it will certainly add to the interest of our 40th anniversary celebration coming up in July, right?
Well, all year, but the big party will be July 2nd.
Also, there is a event on Saturday, April 30th from 12 to 3, the Student Art Show closing reception featuring the National History Day student presentations, and that will take place at the museum again on April 30th between 12 and 3.
Thank you. Last item of correspondence is our animal control report through March 24th of 2022. Nothing really to note on that. The public should be aware that as of that date, we changed animal control providers. The information is on the website. We had a little wider range of services offered by a new company for just a slight increase in cost, but it was deemed to be an attractive alternative. No other correspondence. Then the last item would be public comment, or any comment a member of the public would like to make. Is there a motion to open a public comment?
Motion. I'll make a motion to open a public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 This time, if anyone would like to make a comment, please come forward to the microphone.
Lori Hoff on Buffalo Hollow Road. One thing is, did you only take comments? At what point can we ask questions?
Offline would be the way to ask questions.
But then you don't get all of your opinions of it. Because I can't send something to all of you and have you all respond.
Yeah, it's, it would just be impractical every week to open this up to public comment, so it's not the normal practice.
Can you do like once a month? Because there's just no way to... Like how you talked about when we were doing the business administrator, that you wanted to do something in the park, and you couldn't because more than three of you couldn't do that as the whole committee and have it as a session that you can come in?
We can take that under advisement.
Okay, and I don't believe that you don't test your wells. We're encouraged to test our private wells, and the township doesn't test their own.
We do now.
Well, that's a little late, but concerning.
Any other comments from the public? Seeing no one coming forward, is there a motion to close public comment?
I'll make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. With that, there's no topics for executive session tonight. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second. No, she got it.
You got it. No, you got it.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Thank you very much, everyone. 40 minutes.